Welcome back, everybody. At the top of the hour, we had news reporting on rising tensions between Turkey and Syria. For more on that story, we're now joined by Mr. Hisham Jaber. He is the director of the Center for Middle East Studies, joining us by satellite from the Lebanese capital, Beirut. Sir, welcome to the program. Well, as we mentioned, Syria-Turkey tensions are definitely at a high, but let's put our attention to the recent intercepting of a Syrian plane by Turkey. Syria has come out and called this act as, quote, piracy. But by your observation, I'd like to know what you think about Russia adding its voice of condemnation to the mix, claiming that Turkey endangered passengers' lives with its actions.
Yes, sir. There is no doubt that the tension between Turkey and Syria is increasing every day from the Turkish side. I would say there is no war. I don't think there is a war between the two countries. But Turkey did not stop to increase that tension. The incident of yesterday to oblige a civilian Syrian aircraft to be inspected in Turkey is a very important and really some observers believe is violation of the law, the international law. Some said that Turkey is in the safe side. My question is, there are many flights, weekly between Damascus and Moscow. Some of them the Syrian aircraft, the others are Russian aircraft. The question is, Turkey willing to inspect all those aircraft, or also including the Russian? And what is the position of Russia? I think it's not what happened yesterday. It's not for the profit of Turkey, especially as they said they did not find something concrete in that aircraft, but they pretended that they found parts, metal pieces. Could be a part of any missiles. So it's not clear that if the Turkish authority did find military instrument inside that aircraft. And also, I repeat, are they willing to continue this? And what is the position of Russia? I think Syria has nothing, to do but to find another alternative combination or to consult the Russian authorities. We cannot cut this important channel, air channel between Moscow and Damascus, because the Turkish did decide to oblige any aircraft to land in their military bases. This is, I repeat, it's an escalation. This is an increase of the tension. And we have to wait in the next days what it will be the behavior of Turkey. And it's, do not forget that among the passengers, there are about 17, as I heard, if I'm not wrong, Russian citizen, which those citizens also were under danger and under threat because of this Turkish action. It's now, I think, it's up to the Russia, to Moscow, to behave and to act and to cooperate with the Syrian authorities in order and with the international community, maybe with the United Nations, maybe with the International Council of Aviation, to find a solution for not having this incident to be repeated in the next future, in the near future.
Director of Center of Middle East Studies, Mr. Hisham Jaber from Beirut, sir, many thanks for sharing your thoughts with us here on Press TV.